Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of
all right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you see industries debate and you see experts debate in multiple fields. You don't necessarily see health experts go up against the cops. And apparently some are. And we're being told by some experts that these cops, these law enforcement officers that you see clearly collapsing and needing Narcan to recover during fentanyl busts, these health experts are saying what's happening is they're having panic attacks. Now, okay, don't make me choose the side, because I'm probably going to choose the side of law enforcement. Okay, I've seen these videos. I think there was a video of an officer in San Diego who all of a sudden started to pass out, possibly convulse, after going through a fentanyl bust. And you have these health experts. Let me kind of quote a couple of them. I found that fascinating. And I'll tell you why. Okay, everybody's right and everybody's wrong. Dr. Gina Dullum, a professor of the University of Michigan School of Nursing, tells Daily Mail that cases like that woman who touched that dollar bill in Tennessee collapsed. Actually, she was in Kentucky, so I don't know if they're talking about a different case. They said being contaminated, something contaminated with fentanyl causing you to overdose is unlikely. And I believe there's another expert. Those at the American College of Medical Toxicology have disputed this, casting doubt on reports and studies saying touching fentanyl will not cause you to overdose. They're saying to date, we have not seen reports of emergency responders developing signs or symptoms consistent with opioid toxicity from incidental contact with opioids. Incidental dermal absorption is unlikely to cause opioid toxicity. Now, in fact, they have alluded to one piece of evidence. They say is if touching fentanyl causes you to overdose, then why aren't these fentanyl patches causing people to overdose? Now, my answer to that is the fentanyl patches are like 12 micrograms, 25 micrograms. What these officers are seizing are milligrams. I mean, you know, microgram is I mean, we're at least, you know, 10 times strong. In fact, actually, they're even seizing grams and kilograms. So we're talking 100 or 1,000 or even higher times concentration. So that's kind of a big disparity here, where we're trying to, Tennessee police officials, Kansas City police officials are telling everybody to not pick up these dollar bills that are sitting there on the ground, either by accidentally falling out or purposely poisoned. Yet you have health experts saying, nah, 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 you can't get fentanyl. You can't be exposed to fentanyl. So my answer to that is, then maybe there's something else going on. But I doubt these officers are having panic attacks. I saw another video. This comes from a Kansas City officer that just collapses. And you hear the other officer said, he touched a fentanyl. So they're giving the Narcan, and they revive him. Okay, that's not a panic attack. I've seen panic attacks. I don't think these officers are having panic attacks. These are daytime busts. It doesn't seem to involve gunfire. I just don't think these officers are just having panic attacks. So this is what I think could be happening. Because, again, I don't want to take a side here. Because, you know, we touch medications, we touch pills all the time. What are making people completely collapse? So maybe the dosing, and some of these busts include, like, you know, kilograms In fact, actually, the DEA even says here that 42% of the pills tested for fentanyl contained at least 2 milligrams, considered a potentially lethal dose. Well, the patch is 12 micrograms. Two milligrams is much stronger than that. So I don't think we could equate the patches. The DEA also says drug trafficking organizations typically distribute fentanyl by the kilogram. 1 kilogram of fentanyl has the potential to kill 500,000 people. So the other thing that could be happening is this fentanyl isn't in a very protected coating, protected patch, protected. The fentanyl could be made half-assed. It could be, you know, there could be a lot of residue. Also, it could be mixed with something else. You know, when we test people for things, we only know what they have based on what we test for. But there might be other components to it. Now, this lady in Kentucky that you know, warned people on social media that, look, you know, she collapsed after touching a dollar bill. You know, I think it not only had the fentanyl involved, but methamphetamine was on it, as well as she used alcohol sanitizer, hand sanitizer. And who knows, maybe she had a cut on her finger, maybe it got in that way. But I don't know if I'm ready to disbelieve all these people that are collapsing when they have exposure to fentanyl. But I understand how health experts are saying, look, you know, dermal, you know, tactile exposure of fentanyl shouldn't be causing people to convulse and just completely pass out. And the other thing, too, that the health experts are right on is even with dermal exposure, there's time. That you know, sometimes it could be even an hour or 2 hours. We see people dropping right there on site within minutes. Now, here's another theory. If you inhale fentanyl, that could affect you within minutes. So the other possibility is when they're doing these busts, there's a plume of fentanyl smoke. That quantity gets inhaled, and then the officer falls. So I get it, and I appreciate health experts, and I appreciate them going, look, you know, we got to go by the book, like we talked about with masks, like we talked about vaccines. I like going by the book, saying, hey, guys, just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you're not carrying the virus or spreading the virus. I agree with us being very honest with people about the science. And they believe that if you touch a fentanyl pill, the dermal absorption shouldn't necessarily be, you know, be overdosing. But something's going on with these cops. So either these pills have residue, either these pills are very highly concentrating, extremely highly concentrating, or they're breathing in some of the fumes, some of the smoke, the plumes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one thing I love to talk about on the show is voter psychology. When it comes to elections, when it comes to polling, when it comes to the midterms. Now, we talked about what the Democrats are dealing with in terms of, you know, Biden. Do they support their president? Do they push to have somebody new run? I mean, that's kind of a difficult decision that they have to have, you know? Was Biden, you know, the best pick? Will he win in 2024? Or if abandoning a Biden candidacy makes the Democrats admit defeat? So, you know, the Democrats are kind of going through that, which is why I told you I think Biden will retire, and he will retire before the end of his presidency, that's my prediction, so he could promote Kamala and get at least the quan and the credit for that, rather than leaving a long-standing career and leaving, having been kind of kicked out by the Democratic Party. Rather than that, it would be on his own terms, and he would get credit for giving the country the first female president. So that's what I think is going to happen on the Democrat side. On the Republican side, it's very interesting. Okay? Since Trump left, you had a mixture of the Republicans going, okay, you know, we need Trump back, we need the wall, we need the economy going again, you know, Biden was a mistake. But you have other Republicans going, huh, you know, maybe this is our out. You know, Trump was very controversial. There was always bad media about him. I mean, there's going to be bad media about, you know, anybody that the media dislikes. But you had people thinking, maybe this is going to give the opportunity for somebody else that might be even more electable. Well, what we've been seeing, and I don't know if it's necessarily the January 6th, you know, committee hearings on Capitol riots and, you know, all the other things, but you're starting to hear from a lot of Republicans that they don't want Trump to run. And Trump is going to be announcing his decision soon. And I think he wants to time it right, whether he's going to time it before the midterms or after. I'm sure he's going to tell people before. He's got a couple little legal battles and things like that. But I don't see him not being allowed to run. He would only get to have 4 years, though. All right, you know, the Republicans would not be electing somebody that they would have in office for 8 years, like Reagan. Trump could only come back for 4 years. But many Republicans are finding reasons to not support Trump, which could be very, very helpful and advantageous for the Democrats. So why would Republicans not want Trump? Well, one is they, you know, again, might want somebody a little less controversial. Number two is they want their person to win. The electability is a huge, huge, huge factor. Now, you know, some see it as Trump has been one of the most popular Republican, you know, candidates, you know, garnering, you know, such crowds and such followers. And, you know, man, I tell you, you know, people either hate Trump or they love him. You know, you really didn't see the love with Mitt Romney. You didn't see the love with McCain. You didn't see the love. You rarely heard somebody go, I love George Bush. But, man, you hear people say, I love Trump. So, you know, he might have that electability because people love him. But on the flip side, you have a lot of people out there that go, you know what? I'm not that excited. And I don't think he would be electable. We need to find somebody that is going to appeal to the middle. And so, you know, that's an issue. Another issue is his age. You know, if he's going to be in his 80s, when he's president, we saw what happened with Biden. Now, mind you, Dr. Fauci is 81. He looks as sharp as a tack. But the Republicans don't want to go through what the Democrats are going through now with Biden. And so a lot of Republicans are thinking we need to go for somebody younger. Remember I told you guys there's going to be some senior discrimination and age discrimination. And you know, nobody's saying it's politically incorrect, but man, it's all over. And the reason why is it's without being politically incorrect, people need to have a very, very honest discussion about how some people can be extremely sharp well into their 90s and 100s, even longer, and others can show some significant change in their memory, in their cognition, in their speech-making ability. And so I think a lot of Republicans don't want to make the same mistake that the Democrats did in terms of, electing somebody that could possibly, in the midst of the presidency, you know, have rapid changes from, you know, when they were campaigning. Although a lot of us saw when Biden campaigned, you know, it's become a lot more apparent that he's aging, and he's not aging well. And then, of course, the idea of when Republicans are looking at this election, or I mean, so, you know, some people are saying, well, a true Republican, you know, would vote for Trump. A true Republican wants to vote for somebody that's going to be in office and going to be in office a long time and not going to barely, barely garner, media's, it's hard to think that the media is going to be positive at all for any Republican candidate, but they want to know that the Republicans are going to win. And it's about the R. And so, you know, even if you agree with Trump's policies, some people just don't think he's going to be the one that's going to get in. And if there is cheating, this is the final thing that has been brought up. If there is cheating, or if there is anything that is maliciously happening in the election, Trump will have no means to bring it up because no one's going to believe him. And so some of you are asking, will Trump even run? Well, here's the thing. So let's look at the personality. You know, he's been accused of being narcissistic. And I don't know if he's a true narcissist, but I think somebody who, you know, makes the money he makes and does the deals he makes and has the fame he makes, yeah, I think he does think his poop doesn't stink. Somebody like Trump wants to show that he should have never left office. That's not what America wanted. So if I'm going to put my money on it, yeah, he's going to run because he wants to show that people are voting for him. If he thinks that he's not going to get the votes, he is not going to want to lose an election. So if he really, really feels that he has the support, and I'm sure he's doing the research, if he thinks that this is the time for him because of everything going on with Biden, and I think 100% he's going to run again because he wants to show to everybody that he never should have left, that his people, his disciples, you know, wanted him there. But, you know, interestingly, you know, those Republicans that have issues with him, there was a point I was going to make with that, and I apologize. It just kind of escaped me. So he wants to show that this was where he always was supposed to be. He never should have left. So I think he is going to run. I think he's going to make a go of it if he trumps everybody else in the primary. Already many people said they're probably not going to, even attempt to go up against him in the primary. In fact, he might even choose somebody like Ron DeSantis to be vice president. Now, that could be very advantageous because if people do like Ron DeSantis on the Republican side, and Trump can only run for 4 years, that means that vice president has a very, very good chance of then, you know, being elected to president in 2028. And it's crazy that we're thinking about this now, but, you know, the other thing I was going to say is if Republicans have any chance to promote anybody in on the Republican ladder, this next election is going to be their time to do it. Because we're expecting a red wave. You know, there's so much that happened with the economy and with, you know, some of the, you know, extremism that happened, you know, some of the decisions made and the money printing and the, you know, inflation, such that if Republicans say, look, we want to, you know, promote Mickey Mouse or we want to promote whatever, this is the time to do it. And so some of the Republicans, you know, are looking at it as this is our opportunity to get somebody new. And because whoever we choose is going to have a good chance of winning. So we don't have to have Trump. That's what some Republicans are thinking. So, you know, it's fascinating to see how it's not just about, you know, who do people like? It's, you know, who's going to, you know, do a good job? Who's going to be electable, which is the biggie? Who's going to have longevity? Who is going to support and be a trailblazer to allow a 2028 win as well. And I think there's a lot of Republicans thinking that even though Trump is very, very highly liked and might actually be able to reverse a lot of the things that have happened, will he be too controversial for the 2028 election when they want somebody like DeSantis or Kristi Noem or whoever to move forward? So these are the things they're thinking about. You know, I thought politics would be a lot more simple, but it isn't, which is why I don't run. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
About to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Commerce Department is reporting retail sales. Consumer spending bounced back last month, rising 1%. Economists are watching these figures closely. The numbers, which are not adjusted for inflation, are a sign of consumer demand during red-hot inflation. President Biden Friday morning speaking from Bethlehem, West Bank.
We can harness that same momentum to reinvigorate the peace process between the Palestinian people and the Israelis. I recognize how hard all these challenges must be and will be to work through. Above all, there must be an end to the violence that has devastated too many families.
Europe's space agency's New Vega C rocket was launched from French Guiana this week. Of the seven satellites sent to orbit, one will test Einstein's general theory of relativity. USA Radio News. A new three-digit national suicide prevention and mental health hotline goes live Saturday. The emergency number is 988. Another lawsuit by Texas aimed at the Biden administration was written up on Thursday.
The state of Texas has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration seeking to block its new mandate that hospitals provide abortions if the life of the mother is at risk, even in states with bans on the procedure that do not include exceptions.
We cannot allow an out-of-control Supreme Court working in conjunction with extremist elements of the Republican Party to take away freedoms and our personal autonomy.
The lawsuit from Texas is the latest legal battle to stem from the Supreme Court's decision last month to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision that legalized abortion nationwide. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So don't kill the messenger, but a study in The Lancet wants us to rethink young people drinking alcohol. And they feel that there are no health benefits to young individuals age 15 to 39 to drink. Among those aged 40, there might be an advantage to a little bit, but they say there is strong evidence to support recommendations on alcohol consumption varying by age and location. Stronger interventions, particularly those tailored towards younger individuals, are needed to reduce the substantial global health loss. So they don't want young people drinking. They think young people drinking leads to a whole slew of things. You know, accidents, injury, suicide, murder. Well, yeah. I mean, young people do things that they probably shouldn't. Smoking, the vaping. Researchers at University of Washington, Seattle found that people under 40 who drink are more likely to be injured in a car accident, suicide, or murder than their peers who avoid alcohol. Might be a little benefit for people over 40, but a glass of red wine each day might help prevent heart disease, stroke, or diabetes. But still, a lot of health experts are mixed because they're concerned about the cancer risk with alcohol. So drinking red wine and the potential lowering risk of developing diabetes, you got to be careful with that because wine is sugary. And so we don't usually want people to drink if they're prone to diabetes. But they found benefits of drinking could lower risk of developing diabetes, better heart health, and decrease risk of stroke. Again, it's you're going to keep hearing back and forth, just like eggs. Remember we went back and forth with eggs? Eggs are good. Eggs are not good. Eggs are good. Eggs are not good. And you're like, well, what is it? Well, I look at it as, you know, egg whites offer a lot of nutrition. But if you're going to be having 3-egg omelets with cheese and corned beef hash and bacon, and you're going to be doing that every morning, that could be a problem. So same thing with alcohol. A little bit, once in a while, shouldn't be that big a deal. But for those people that drink on a regular basis, I think there are risks. It'll raise your blood pressure. It'll interfere with your sleep. So that's the thing. Alcohol, for those of us over 40, they keep saying, don't drink alcohol at night. It's going to mess with your sleep. Watch the sugar content of your alcohol. Alcohol is going to raise your blood pressure. So we have studies that say it helps your heart, helps decrease stroke, but we have studies that say it messes up with your sleep, which hurts your heart. It messes with your blood pressure, that hurts your heart and puts you at risk for stroke. So what is it? So at that point, I just tell everybody, look, you know, everything in moderation. Just don't do anything religiously. But I got to admit, these Europeans that live till their hundreds, and they say, yeah, it's because I have a glass of red wine every day, that starts to make you think, maybe there is something to it. But I really believe deep down, it's different strokes for different folks. And that if you have the genes where it works for you, it'll work for you. But if you have the genes where you're at risk for heart disease, or you're at risk for high blood pressure, or you're at risk for diabetes, or you're at risk for cancer, it won't. That's how I feel. Because I got to tell you, you got people out there where, oh my God, they do everything. And they're fine. You know, it's interesting. My grandmother smoked like a chimney. She was a 2-pack-a-day Marlboro smoker. Never got lung cancer. Never got heart disease. Never got stroke, didn't have high blood pressure. Now, she ended up dying of colon cancer, but well into her 70s. So, I'm not saying I have her genes where I can now smoke, but I got to tell you, I think, you know, who we are and our genetic makeup will obviously affect our risk. Now, for this study for young people, because young people are like, okay, well, I mean, how bad is it? So the study was published in Lancet. They got data from 200 countries. They compared alcohol use to 22 health conditions or outcomes. The general public, they said they found 1.3 billion people consumed a harmful amount of alcohol in 2020, 15% of the global population. Nearly 3 in 5 who engaged in risky drinking were between the ages of 15 and 39, age groups that are usually not recommended to consume any alcohol. 75% of them were men. People in that age group, they said, had nothing to benefit from drinking. So, you know, listen, some of you that dislike alcohol have asked, what is the, you know, why do people drink? What is the attraction to it? So, I think it's a very big societal type of thing. So I'll go to a barbecue, and the dudes are all holding a beer. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll hold a beer too. I need to hold something in my hand. Now, you can hold a bottle of water. You can hold your hot dog and hamburger plate. But if all the guys are hanging around, sitting there talking, you know, about, I don't know, the draft and what's going to happen with the Cowboys, and, you know, Amari Cooper's now gone, so we're in for a real, real rough season because we didn't really get good draft picks, I'm going to join in, and I'm going to want a beer in my hand. Now, mind you, if there's some sangria, if there's a mojito, I might go for that because I like sweet. I don't like the taste of beer. I don't. I think beer tastes like crap. I think a lot of people feel beer tastes like crap. But they drink it because they're hanging around with everybody. That's what you do. You know, for those of us that go to these meetings and business dinners and, you know, marketing meals, you know, you when you're at a table and you're with people who order a drink, if you sit there and have a glass of water, it can alter the feeling, the feel of the meeting. But when you join in, it seems to make things happen. That's kind of why we see sadly, a lot of celebrities get hooked on drugs. When you go to these clubs, when you go to these parties, all right, the back room, the back couch, the back table, that's where that stuff is happening. And if you want to be in that arena, then you need to do what they do. And it's sad because you see people get hooked on things that they shouldn't. There's no reason for them to. You know, I would love to be a celebrity that walks in and say, no, I'll have a glass of water. I'll have a couple pieces of celery. I got a movie coming up. I got to watch my weight. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, you're so good in the movies, yeah. It doesn't happen that way. So, you know, and then also people like an escape. People want to feel buzzed. Their life apparently is so bad that if they have that, you know, that euphoria, that little bit of buzz, they like how they feel. I don't like how I feel after drinking. I get headaches. I don't sleep well. You know, when I was younger and everybody was doing shots, there was no advantage for me as a young woman, right, in a bar to do shots. Right, unless I had a friend that was going to protect me and make sure I got home safe, no reason at all for me to do that. But everybody's like, let's do a shot. It was interesting. Some of the medical students were graduating, and there was an open bar. So they're like, Dr. Wax, let's go. Let's go. Shots. All right. So I'm like, well, okay. All right. You know, I'm with you guys. I'm here with you guys. I hated the taste. I mean, it didn't really, yeah, there wasn't really a lot of reason to do it. But, you know, everyone's like, look, let's celebrate. Let's do it. So, and then one of the biggest reasons, and nobody really wants to talk about this, and we see this during the Christmas parties, the office Christmas parties, is some people want to have their alibi. And they want to have their excuse so that they can finally make a move. So I see this all the time where people will drink and then say, oh, you know, I think I drank too much. So they think they can have a get out of jail free pass with their behavior. You know, I was drinking, so I, you know, got flirty with you and so it's an opportunity to go where you've wanted to go. And you couldn't go, but the alcohol gives you that excuse to go. That's why I think a lot of, you know, young people drink, too. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So for the longest time, we had like a 1-800, 1-888 suicide hotline number that nobody remembered the digits for. And finally, they simplified it, and it's going to be 988 starting tomorrow. So the suicide and crisis hotline number is 988. So NPR discusses a little bit about what's going on. The National Suicide Prevention Life line has now been changed to address and make it easier for people in mental health crisis. It's kind of modeled after 911. The new 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is designed to be memorable and quick. Yeah, thank you. It's about time. According to Javier Becerra, Secretary of Health and Human Services, if you are willing to turn to someone in your moment of crisis, 988 will be there. It's not going to be a busy signal, and 988 won't put you on hold. So many people end up calling 911. And listen, I mean, if you're having an issue, you think you overdosed, you think, fine, call 911. You know, these operators, even though we don't want them overwhelmed, we don't want you afraid to get some help. But, you know, these numbers are starting to, 911, everybody still remembers. 911, I think, came out in the late 70s. And I remember in the 80s going, okay, if there's an emergency, call it. And I remember being on campus and somebody would go to a payphone and they'd call it, then the police would come. And they're like, oh, police are here, yay. Like, hi, what's going on? And they're like, do you know, did you see anybody at the phone booth? Like, there's always people at the phone booth, you know, and they just wanted to know who would have called them. But because I was so excited to see police officers, because even when I was younger, even before puberty, I had a thing for police officers. They probably thought I did that just to bring them. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy you're here. You know, you guys look good. Did you call 911? No, I don't even know the number for 911. I wasn't the smartest kid. By the way, do you guys know that you're not always supposed to call 911 for things? There's a whole bunch of numbers now. We have 911, we have 211. So 211 is for community services and information. So if you feel like you need to desperately find out what's going on in your community, you could dial 211. I'm going to try that. I want to see what's going on because, you know, I want, you know, to have some fun this weekend. 311 is municipal government services. 411 is directory assistance. 511 is traffic information. 611 is phone company repair. Now, it's not, I don't think you could actually reach your phone company yet. They might be reserved, and I think the FCC has to officially assign it, but 611 is going to be your phone company repair, even though I would probably call Apple or my FirstNet or whatever. 711 is for hearing impaired. 811 is your underground public utility location. And then 911 is your emergency services like fire, police, EMS. So all the 11s are taken. That's why they went to 988. I think it's great. I think it's about time. I think so. What it replaces was the 1-800-273-8255. So for those of you that have the 1-800-273-8255 number, it'll still be active. It's just nobody remembers it. And sadly, we have tens of thousands of people who commit suicide each year. And you wonder if some of these overdose deaths aren't accidental overdose, but on purpose. And so I really think that 47,000 number that we were quoted a year ago is a very underestimation. I think we have probably, you know, close to 60, 70, even more thousand people a year that, you know, think of suicide. And so, you know, some of you have asked, do these crisis numbers work and do people actually call them? If they know the number, yeah, I think they will. You know, I think there are many people that really don't want to end their life, but they just want somebody to talk to. But I do think there's a lot of other people that when they isolate, they isolate. And when they are in deep depression, they don't want to be talked out of it. They want to make a decision and they want to do it. When you have people who are impulsive and depressed, they want to act on the impulse. They might even think to themselves, I better do this before I change my mind. And they think they're of sound judgment when they think of the suicide and not necessarily, you know, I should take a deep breath. I should think this through. You know, and not all people who are suicidal are doing that because they are very, very sad. Sometimes it's anxiety. Sometimes it's a lack of ability to see around the problem. Sometimes people think of it as an escape. So there's a big, huge problem. Maybe they think they're in trouble, you know, with the law. Maybe, you know, they think they're, you know, they got caught, they were cheating, and now the family, they've lost their family, they're going to lose, you know, their job, and they just don't see around the problem. They don't see what their life is going to be a week from now or a year from now or 5 years from now, and they don't care. They like their life now. Their life is not going to be the same. That's why, you know, people were committing, you know, suicide in the 1929 crash of Wall Street. They were like, it is going to be a very, very rough decade. But, I mean, for me, I'm like, oh, fine, it'll be a rough decade, but the following decade's going to be cool. You know, it's going to get better. Well, we went into a world war, but still. You know, they can't see around the problem. And the impulsivity is huge. And if you have a person, a family member, who you think is impulsive, and the impulsivity is very, very dangerous, make sure you one, get them help. You know, get them help and get them counseling, and they might even need to, have a treatment regimen. But also make sure that they are aware that they could call this 988 and say, promise me, before you make any decision, talk to them. Now, some people say, but I don't want them to talk me out of it. No. You have other individuals that fear death. They fear death so much that they want to control their end. They don't want to be hit by a bus, or they see things that happen, and they don't want to die in front of their kids, or they don't want to die. You know, my father was talking to me about that. He's like, you know, when I go, I don't want it to, you know, be in certain. Now, he ended up dying of a heart attack, and he died at his home, which is kind of where he wanted to be. He didn't want to die out in public. He didn't want to, you know, but he had a heart attack, sadly. Widowmaker died in front of my mom. Horrible, horrible thing for her to go through. But a lot of people are like, I don't want that to happen. I don't want to be in front of family members. I don't want it to be, you know, on the street. I don't want. And so some of them, they want to control their end. And I'm not saying they're control freaks with that, but they feel they live their life, not much they want to be on Earth for, and they want to go to the next dimension. Again, we don't really know exactly what's going on in the next dimension. You know, I mean, we think we do, but sadly, that happens. And then, of course, you have people that are just really, really depressed. You know, they think that nobody cares about them. You know, this is interesting. Some people will want to commit suicide because they want to get back at somebody. You'll see this with teenagers. They're like, I hate my family so much, this will get them. You see what you did? You know, or some people get broken up, they get dumped, and they want to ruin the life of the person that dumped them by going, look, I do this, they're going to have a life full of guilt. And no, the average person, if they dumped you, is probably going to be like, oh no, that's horrible, and then move on. But people have these ideas, sadly, that if they do leave this earth or whatever, that there's going to be all the, you know, I really worry that, you know, not a lot of people are going to be at the funeral. They're going to have other things to do. But a big driver of suicide is pain. People are in pain. We have a pain problem. And with doctors prescribing less pain medications, people can't have access to pain medicine, and they want an escape from the pain. 988 is your suicide hotline. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.